A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord. Father died when I was 5 years old, and my mother died when I was 19. So today, I am an orphan. But Jesus says, "I will not leave you orphan. I will come to you." In a certain sense, we are all orphans, because we are not born for this world. Of course, you might have your mother and father, your family, of course. But still, more important, it's a real family member, is Jesus himself. If we don't have Jesus, we have no real family. You might say, "No, I have my family, I have children." It's true. But without God, there's no true spirit of a real family. Because God should be part of your heart. If you within yourself, there's no presence of the God the Father, or God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, you don't live in the Lord. But how can we live this Trinity in us? One simple way, to observe the commandment. But what's important is not all the laws. Jesus doesn't mean all the laws is his commandment. To summarize, he has only one unique commandment. I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. What is new is not the word love one another. What is new as I have loved you. The way Jesus loves us, this is a new commandment. Everybody say we love those who love you. Give to people, then who can give you back. But Jesus says, there's no different than a pagan. The pagan do the same. We have to love as Jesus had loved, the way So we are following Jesus, not the world. Of course, the world love one another so that they can all the exchange of goods among themselves. Bad times of experience towards, even we do good to people, no good result. That's why you stopped. This is our world. If you don't treat me well, why have to treat you well? This is our attitude. This is not the way of Jesus. So be open your heart always, forgiving, prayer for sinners. The world lead our prayer. First of all, of course, you have to live in His love, in His grace. Otherwise, it will be worse. What St. Paul says, when I give eternal life for people, and I enter up into the hell. It happens. It can happen. First of always keep this fire. Of course, here Jesus means the Holy Spirit. But the fire is, you have to choose it. It's not that God doesn't want to enter into your heart, but you don't choose. What can you do? Jesus loves all. But unfortunately, Jesus says, many are called, few are chosen. Not because God chose a few. Jesus chose all. God chose all. But it depends on how you respond. That's the problem. We are not responding all the time truthfully. You still keep something of yourself that you're not living the commandment of Jesus. That's not the way Jesus lives. Jesus on earth lived only two ideals. First, to be one with the Father. That's why always his prayer, early morning at 3 o'clock, eh? Not night at 7 o'clock. 3 o'clock or 4 or 3:30, okay? That's the morning prayer for Jesus. He keeps his one, being one with the Lord, with his Father. And secondly, always mindful of his people. Especially the weak, the little ones, or in a special way, the sinners. Keep this in mind also. There's so many people you're working for, they're not Christians. Or even they're Christians, they're not practicing. Pray for them. Have a heart for them. Fourth, being one with the Father. Your heart is always bearing Jesus in you, as if you are the tabernacle. No matter where you are, you keep Jesus in it. You are the Sipporium. Keep Jesus in you. Keep Jesus. First of all, his heart. I think you know, when a human being is being formed, first is the heart. In a way, the Blessed Sacrament is the heart of Jesus. Keep him, his heart, into your heart. One heart, one mind. This is our calling. Come follow me. What you follow for? Like him, with his heart. At least learn his generosity, openness, forgiving, joyful, happy because you are with the Father, not because of the world. Nobody like Jesus very much except a few, you know, by the time of Jesus. They just take advantage of him because he makes miracles. He got bread to eat. Give us bread, give us fish. And they follow him. And Jesus asked once, you follow me because you eat enough? We too. Oh, whenever it's good, then you follow Jesus. Everything got planned so well for my family, so thank the Lord. If someday something happened, oh, where are you, Lord? And you go away. Unfortunately, that's what we are. But Jesus still tells you, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In my life, I've been away from Hong Kong a few times. The first time I was studying in Italy, 5 years. Another time working in Toronto, 6 years. I'm far away from my country. Well, I cannot say my country yet. My heart is still Hong Kong, but I speak the Chinese, but it's very difficult. I can identify myself with Chinese, but sometimes when I say which country you're from, usually we don't say from China, we say from Hong Kong. That's a problem. This is how my heart is so small, I should be big. My heart is Filipino. We are one, no? Jesus asked us to be one. So I should be another Filipino, but I cannot speak your language, a problem. That's a few words. Anyway, we are all called to make one family in Him, in Jesus Himself. Don't go away. Keep Him in your heart, especially the Blessed Sacrament. It's the heart of hearts, the sacred heart, what they say today. The Blessed Sacrament is the visible heart of Jesus. Do you believe that? Do you believe? So keep His heart. His heart is always open to the Lord, open to the sinners, open to those who go against Him. So forgive, like Him on the cross. Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they are doing. So many times people accuse you, they don't know what they're doing. Forget about those things. Don't worry, don't trouble yourself. Just be peace. If you have Jesus, you're always at peace with yourself, with the Lord, with people. Otherwise, you just looked for worldly things. That's how we have to change ourselves. This conversion is just one line. Step this way, the Lord. Step another way, is the world. But Jesus said, you cannot serve two masters. Either God or what? The world. You might say, I'm a man. I'm a woman, of course. I'm a woman, I'm a woman. I have to be in the world. I live like the world. If you say this, sorry. You're not of the world. You're in the world, but not of the world. You belong to Jesus. You're the children of God. You have the same mission of Jesus Himself. He's the wood. You are also the wood, the small wood. You come from God. You come to the Blessed Trinity. You are part of the Blessed Trinity. Do you believe that? You're one with the Lord. Your life is divine. In a particular way, so share so much, so expressive through your communion. If the blessings with the Holy Eucharist, I'm the wine, you're the branches. Wine. Not wine, like wine. You are the branches. So, without this communion, how can you say you are one with the Lord? So, if you're one with the Lord, always keep Him in your heart. No matter where you go, should be 24 hours over 24 hours, one with the Lord. Not just the morning prayer, evening prayer, time of the rosary, of course, but it's not enough. Your whole day, your whole body, mind, body and soul, one. Jesus said, I will not leave you and why you leave him. Even for some seconds, it's bad. He keep you always in his heart, 24 hours over 24 hours. Why we keep him just only a few seconds, a few minutes, a few minutes? Not enough. This is the way we have to renew ourselves, always in him, with him, through him, whatever you do. Even your cooking. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you all the strength to give a taste. Why the food of your mother is so beautiful? Because she cooked with love. You too. Even sometimes they will scold you. Simply, why don't you do this and that? Why can't you do that? Eat more salt. Well, we are all stupid, doesn't work. Don't count the words. We are God's messenger. You are there. As another Jesus to serve. Nothing else. Nothing else. This is our mission. If you don't have love, whatever you do is in vain. Whatever is in love, even little, even small, is big. That's the word of Mother Teresa. Thank you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Peace.